Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. And tonight, we're going to spread some joy around the world with Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. And what Marie does is she helps train people that have no computer skills, buy school supplies in the fall and Christmas presents at Christmas time for people that are having challenges. Without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Marie to the show. She's a very wise and beautiful lady. Welcome, Marie.
Hey, Rob. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I appreciate you spreading some joy my way and allowing me to talk about what we do here at Spreading Joy.
You know, I was talking, and today I was thinking about this radio show because I really like what you're doing about teaching the ladies, or whoever's having don't have computer skills, and actually opening people up. But how do you feel that this country is afraid to help somebody else because they're afraid if they train them, they'll take take what they have away, the selfishness of this country?
You know, there are people that battle with that. They are, they're struggling with, if I help this person become better, then they'll, take what I'm doing. And a lot of nonprofits don't work well together for that very reason, because when they look at other, like the bigger nonprofits, when they look at the smaller nonprofits, you know, they look at us, in my eyes, and I could be wrong, as taking some of what they may have. And, when you want to work together with people, it's just that, working together. And so I've been declined to come in and help some people and some shelters and other things, and I have to remind them that, I'm not here to take over what you're doing. I don't want to do what you do. I want to do what I do. I want to be, an extension of what you do. I want to be the encouraging piece of what you do. You know, let's say it's a battered women's shelter. I don't want to get them out of where they are. I mean, I do, but that's not my job, because me personally, I would go in and, want to knock that guy around myself. So I'm not built for that. But when the ladies do come out and they make that courageous choice and they've decided, I can't take it anymore, but oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Then that's where I want to step in. And while the shelter is helping them do what needs to be done to get their, safety issues taken care of, their housing issues met, getting their kids into another school, I want to encourage them to say, it's not always going to be this difficult. You've got some tough road ahead of you. I'm not going to lie and sugarcoat it, but you're going to make it. You've already done the very hardest thing you've ever had to do. It's just going to get better from here. That's what I want to do. I don't want to step in and take over what they do. I want to help continue. And that's why, some of the ladies, they do have access to internet at the libraries and stuff that they use, but they're not very comfortable with it, or, they're afraid they're going to break the computer, or if it hangs up or goes a little slow, they're fearful and they're like, what did I do? And, we come in and say, you didn't do anything. It's just the internet. It's just how it is, because they don't use it enough. And ladies like that, some of them, their husbands weren't or boyfriends weren't as predominant as, keeping their thumb on them saying, no, you can't have internet, no, you can't have this. But then there are those that live like that, but they have no idea. They don't know anything about emails. And we want to help them set up safe email addresses. We don't want their husbands to be able to type in their name and find them. We kind of think through all of that. And one of the things I'm going to, I'm working on doing, and postage is expensive, but because I can't get to them all, I can't find babysitters for all their kids, I can't bring them to me every single month, I'm going to try to contact them via just regular mail every month, encourage them, here's 50 ways to make a difference without spending a penny. I wanted you to know I was thinking of you this month. Here's some encouraging things to just get your mind thinking about these things. And I'm going to start. I've got some things printed out this week while I'm here at work, and I'm getting them together, getting them folded, getting them labeled, and going to get those out in the mail this weekend. But we just want to do what we can with what we have, and we can encourage people to look past their circumstances, to step up and say, I can do this. I can make a difference, even though I'm very limited to my resources. Or some people feel like they don't have any talents or that they're not good at anything, but everybody is good at something. And sometimes it just takes someone else seeing what you're good at and pointing it out to you. And we like to do that. You know, I made a couple phone calls last week to some of the ladies that I know were struggling with some things, and I wanted to check on them and see how they're doing, see how we can help, and if I can find some things for them. So those are some of the things that we're doing with the Battered Women's Shelter and their kids. And I don't want to wait until Christmas and back to school to start helping them. You know, we don't have a lot of funding, but I'm going to use what we have, and we're going to do what we can, and we're going to encourage them throughout the whole year. And that's why we're here, and that's why we're on the Internet. That's why we're on Twitter and spreading joy, encouraging people. We're going to lead the way and do what we can and help people to know that they can do the same thing too.
And Marie's website is spreading-joy.org. And you can go there and donate. And Marie, you know, this is kind of a thing, but people can donate without money, but people, if you, let's just say 15,000 people do a dollar, donate a dollar. That takes you up, but it takes money and time. And Marie, you take nothing away from this, do you? You don't get paid from this.
I do not. Spreading Joy does not have any paid employees, just like everyone that I talk to about, you know, hey, will you support Spreading Joy? I make a monthly donation. I actually make a monthly donation twice a month. I make a donation every time I get paid. It gets paid twice a month. So I am doing exactly what I ask everyone else to do. We don't take anything away from it, but we do, my family, we do support it. We feel like, you know, the more that we can give back to people, the more that'll come into us. And we, you know, and of course, the more that we get, the more we're going to give. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, you're exactly right. If 15,000 people, and I have, what, 28,000 followers. So if half of them grabbed an envelope and stuck a dollar in it and mailed that off to us, a dollar plus the cost of a stamp, you know, imagine what we could do. One of the things we've got coming up in April is we are helping to sponsor a basketball team, a 3-on-3 basketball team in an area with some underprivileged children. It doesn't cost them anything to play. And we are, I've got a list, I've been making a list for the last 2 hours of all the people that I need to call. We're going to call Foot Locker and see if we can get them to donate gift cards. We want the winners to be able to go and get a brand new pair of shoes at Foot Locker. Can you imagine? These kids probably have never even, you know, have the ability to step inside and purchase anything in there, much less a brand new pair of basketball shoes. We want to have something for team, you know, that came and took a place. We want to have gift certificates for them. We want to have, you know, things to encourage all of the kids. I'm going to call Dick's Sporting Goods and ask them, say, you know, if we have 100 participants, will you donate 100 basketballs? And if they don't, I'm going to try to find the greatest deal I can find and see if I cannot give every one of these kids a brand new basketball. And it's not in my own community, it's in another community, but I heard about this and I'm impressed with what is being done here, and it's part of my quest to spread joy across America. I want individual communities to know that they can step up, make a difference. All it takes is asking. All it takes is some phone call and some time invested in it. You know, I'm going to hear no over the next few days more times than I want, but I'm not going to let that deter me. I'm going to keep going. I have until April, so I've got some time to work on this, but I'm not going to wait until the last minute. I'm not a last-minute kind of person. I like to plan ahead, and that's another thing why I am, you'll see me tweeting, you know, donate any 3, 4, and 5 ingredient cookbooks. You know, here's the address, send it in. Because I'm already working on a gift bag for the ladies for Christmas time. It was so nice to be able to give these ladies a small bag this year. And it really had hardly anything in it. It had a book. It had a coin purse. It had a homemade bookmark. It had some coffee packs in it. It had some other little things in it. But it really didn't amount to a whole lot. But these ladies were like, oh, a gift for us. They were not expecting that. And it was just so nice to be able to do that. So I want to be able to provide all the ladies with a bag or a box of just some nice things this year. So I'm going to go, I'm working on getting it all up on the website so that we can start announcing it and making a difference. And that's why I'm so thankful for you, Rob. You use your time, you use what you have, and you allow us to spread joy through you, because I don't have the time to do a blog talk, you know, radio. I don't have the technology. I don't have the know-how, but you do. You help spread the word, and you help get the word out. I appreciate that.
Well, that's what this show is about. It's about expanding people, and that's what I really, really enjoy doing. I love doing interviews for people. It's business, whatever, but I've had Marie on. I have Marie on probably once every 6 weeks just for this purpose, because it's going to take people engaging with people to expand us out of this so-called economic slowdown, but really it's an awakening of listening and communication to be wealthy. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And you can also go to spreading-joy.org, and up in the right-hand corner, there's a donate button, and it'll take you to PayPal or your credit card. And it's so easy, I could even do it.
And you have. Yes. You have done it, and I am so thankful for that. It means the world to me. And see, the thing is, and one of the things I need to start tweeting out too, there are so many of us, and I'm unfortunately not one of them. I do work a 40-hour job, because I don't take away money from Spreading Joy. But there are so many people that work for a company that match donations. And that is an awesome thing. People need to take advantage of that. If you give, you know, $40 a month, and then your company matches that $40 a month, you've given over $1,000 in a year. Just because your company
matches. Yeah, you do that with 10,000 companies. It isn't the amount you give. It's the wealth of the people that we give. And see, that's just the way businesses make their money. It isn't by what they charge. It's by the number of people that buy. People are the greatest asset in the world. And the mailing address to Spreading Joy is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And Marie's email address is marie@spreading-joy.org. And you do this all over the country. So if somebody, let's say in L.A. or even Seattle, has had a project they wanted, they can contact you and you can facilitate it from North Carolina, can't you?
I can. And if I get the funding, I can even head out there and head it up. I don't mind. And that's one of the things I'm going to do with this project that I'm working on. I've already checked on the ticket out there. It's not really a lot. It's a lot. It's as much as it would take for me to drive out there. You know, we will go anywhere and encourage communities, churches, pastors, say, look, this is what we can do to step up things, to get your people, you know, focused on the good things, focused on spreading joy, because the negative is so easy to see. We don't have to readily look for the negative. It's right there. But focusing on the positive, finding the good, we have to really seek that out and focus on that, because if we're not careful, that negativity will consume us. I saw you use one of my graphics from a thing that I'm working on that I put on the website called Boldly Facing Tomorrow. And, you know, it is difficult to sometimes boldly face tomorrow when you've got problems that's just swirling all around you. And, you know, the doubt will come in and just rob us of our clarity. The sorrow will rob us of our joy. The emptiness will fill us with dread. We won't even want to get out of bed in the morning. The disappointment will negate any blessings that come our way if we're not careful. You know, today, this morning, when I got up this morning, I haven't slept a whole lot in the last 2 days. I've been dealing with some things on a personal level. You know, I have teenagers, so I don't have to say a whole lot more. And I work out of town. And, you know, so I deal with some things that a lot of people may not deal with. But, you know, I can still focus on spreading joy even though I feel horrible. I felt horrible this morning. I didn't want to get out of bed. I was tired. I was dragging through the day, And one of the sweetest little ladies that works with me, I shouldn't say it that way, but she, I told her, I was like, Miss Liz, I don't even know why you're still working. You just amaze me. And she's like, you look like you're moving a little slow today. I was like, I am. I haven't been sleeping well. I have some issues at home. And I've just got to face some problems. And she's like, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, I'm going to be praying for you. I hope that your day gets better because you're just normally a little ray of sunshine. She was like, so I'm gonna be that ray of sunshine to you today. And I was like, wow, how cool is that? You know, and as much as I try to be positive, sometimes we're not going to be. But we got to step back and say, okay, I will deal with these problems when it's time to deal with them after work. But between now and then, I'm going to work on the good. I'm going to find the good. I'm going to notice the good. And we can all do that because there's a time to deal with all those things. And I've been there. I've dealt with trying to make a difference when there are no funds. I remember in 2009, I new to blogging, new to being a nonprofit. I'm like, I'm going to take the 30-day challenge publicly. I'm going to tweet out and write out and record and journal everything I do, and I'm going to let you guys know how it goes. And 2 hours later, I get a phone call from my husband that he's getting laid off. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is awful. You know, here I am going public with this. And he just got laid off. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to walk the talk. And so I did. And that was one of the ways that I came up. You know, I'm like, okay, I've got to use the 50 ways to make a difference without spending a penny because we're having a lot less pennies right now. So, you know, I understand these things. And we have medical issues, and we deal with difficulties, and we deal with sorrows. But, you know, we don't have to let them control us. We don't have to say, I've got all these problems. I can't make a difference. I'm not even going to try. Because that's where a lot of people are in this society. That's where a lot of people are sitting right now. And I want to be the voice that says, no, that is not how it has to be. Yes, you're going to face difficulties. It's just a matter of when. Yes, there are going to be tears. It's just a matter of how long they're going to fall. Yes, your heart will break. But you do not have to let that control your life. You can still make a difference. It doesn't have to break the bank. And you can have joy unspeakable because of that. And that's what we want to do at Spreading Joy. We want to encourage people. And these kids that come from these underprivileged homes, you know, they want to make a difference too. And we want to help them to step up and lead the way and tell them, you know, this is not how your life is always going to be. You are going to have troubles just like us adults do, but take the time. We're going to boldly lead the way by doing what you can where you are with what you have. Kids get it. You know, I love watching kids. They give the little notes and they laugh, just unbridled joy just oozing from them. And it's amazing. They get it. You know, they're resilient and they bounce back. And we can learn a lot from our kids. We just, you know, we get too busy as adults and being grown up that we don't pay attention to that. So and that's what we want to do. We just want to help people. And we'll go anywhere and help anyone as long as the funding and finances are there.
Well, that's the thing. You can't give joy without having finances. And, you know, there's people out there that are still doing well, even in this economy.
Yeah. Yeah, man, if I could be friends with a couple of them and say, look what Spreading Joy is doing. It's grassroots. You know, could you do a couple $100 a month? Could you sponsor us? That would be really cool, you know. But I don't know anybody like that, Rob, but I'm looking for them people. I am.
The easiest way to do that is look in the mirror and be one.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And, you know, here's the thing about this country right now. Everybody doesn't know what's going to happen. But we're more afraid of the mystery of life than we are anything else, because the mystery of what's coming is going to be an avalanche of wealth and success, because peace is prosperity, and we've actually lived in the poverty of war for a long time. But we're getting ready now to move into a new light. And what we really have to heal, and I'm going to be I went to a Greg Braden seminar this week, and I'm really quoting him right here. I'm quoting Greg Braden. It's our unresolved hurt is what we're going to expand out of.
People live with the hurt of you know, unforgiveness, and they don't know how to move past that. They don't know how to let it go, and it's hard. It is hard. You know, there's things that happen to all of us that we have to let that go. We can't let that or regret or guilt keep us from living life to the fullest. Because life is so short, and we need to focus on, you know, making it the best it can be, and doing what we can for others, and just being a light, being a beacon, making a difference.
And see, that's the thing. It's not so much unresolved hurt as we're unwilling to talk about the challenges of this country, and we want to blame each other. So with Spreading Joy, you got a 30-day challenge in there. How would it feel to challenge all the people in the world to send you a dollar and see how it would come out in 30 days?
You know, if a dollar a day would really be great. And I find that we can do a lot of what we want to do. If there is a ministry that I come across or a work that I'm doing and I see that and I'm like, wow, I really want to support them, I will make the changes that I need to make to support them. I will, you know, take my lunch for a week or two to make a donation to them if I need to. I will find a way to support what I want to support. And you know, if people could do a dollar a day, that would be great. If people could do $10 a month, that would be great. The 30-day challenge is designed to get people thinking about ways to make a difference every day. So one day could be to donate a dollar to Spreading Joy. I'm going to do that. And not feel guilty about it. That's what I want people to think. I'm going to donate this dollar. I'm going to donate this $5. I'm going to donate this $500 to Spreading Joy because that's what I can do. And then day two comes along. All right, I'm going to be spreading joy today again. What can I do today? I want them to think about it ahead of time, but I don't want them to dwell on, wow, I think I'll pass a book along, but that really kind of sucks. No, that doesn't. If you pass a book along and someone's just gotten laid off and they're thinking, man, I'm not even going to have little luxuries like going to the bookstore and buying a book, and you pass that along, you just give them a little more hope that, you know what, this is going to be okay. So don't feel guilty about the things that you do. The 30-day challenge is designed to get you spreading joy every day for 30 days. After 30 days, I'm hoping that you're going to be seeing things differently, and you won't need my ideas. You'll have your own. And I would love for people to come back to the website and say, hey, you don't have this or this on your list, and it really should be there. Because they're thinking about making a difference, and they're doing what they can with what they have. We all have different resources to make a difference. And we can all make a unique difference in our own way. And that's what I want people doing and thinking about. How that they can do that.
This world, the people look at people that are having challenges as they did something wrong. The challenges that people have and they come in front of you, their challenges are there for you to see so you don't go there. They're actually your teachers and nothing more. And, you know, circumstances that everybody has, nobody can tell anybody how to live their life because you don't know the circumstances of the people's lives.
Right. No, you don't.
And I'm really starting to understand that really well. But, Marie, if somebody wanted to donate their time, they could email you at marie@spreading-joy.org or you can find you on Twitter under Spreading Joy, Facebook, and they can also write a letter to Spreading Joy Corporations at P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Mm-hmm. And Marie, isn't the amount, it's the quantity in which it's given in the heart and things like that, because it's going to be people talking to people to move this world forward. What would be the give Spreading Joy's ultimate intention to expand the universe?
Yeah, we want to be the voice that says, get up one more time, make a difference, you can do it. We want to help people to rise above the discouragements that they're facing. On my website, I have a little quote that says that we want to rise above the discouragement of high prices, the obstacle of dead ends, and the disappointment of our comfort zone. We want to be the change that is so desperately needed. We get in our own little world, our own comfort zone, safe here. We're not taking any risks. We're not losing anything. We're not growing. We're not expanding. We're not helping. But we're feeling empty about that, too. We want to help people to step out of that and know that it's not a scary place, not hard. It's not even difficult, that it can be done, and it can be done easily. And we want to be that voice to remind people, you can do this. It's not hard, and we'll help you. The 30-day challenge, we have a link that you can click on. We will email you every day for 30 days and give you 3 ideas. One that's free, it won't cost a thing to do to make a difference. One that's inexpensive, it will not break the bank to make a difference. And one that's a little more expensive, that'll get your mind thinking, and then maybe one day you might could do that. You might could make a difference in that fashion. We want people to know that, you know, there are resources out there, and we want to be one of them, and we want to help. And that's what we want to do. And we want to do that in every community, every church, every ladies group, every kids group that we can. We want to be that voice that says, you can do this, and it's worth it. Because there really is no joy like spreading joy. You're going to look for joy. You're going to hunt for it. You're going to search for it. But until you start giving it away and spreading joy to other people, you're truly not going to find it. Because it is in giving and doing, regardless of what you're giving or doing, that you're going to have that true joy.
And you know, here's the thing. When you give something and you open somebody's eyes to see that, how does that open their heart and open their eyes to see that somebody cares?
When people, it amazes me, when somebody sees that you care and you don't know anything about them and you don't know how they got into that situation and you really don't even care how they got there, because we all make wrong choices. We all choose in horrible ways sometimes. And they see that you care, it opens up their heart to doing the same thing for other people. Christmas time was, I wish that I could show so much more videos and the happiness and the laughter at Christmas time when we gave away all the toys and the gifts for the ladies and the meals and even the workers serving the meals and setting up and cleaning up and they were loving it so much and they were listening to the ladies laugh. And we split the ladies up into two groups. We had a set of ladies go out and go shopping first and wrap while I talked to the second group. And I could tell the second group was thinking, man, there's not going to be anything left. And I told them, I said, oh, don't even worry about that. I've got you. And I wasn't back there, but my sister was. And she told me, she's like, when the ladies went back, after we give workers time to reset up and to get the other toys back out there, she's like, they were so surprised at how great the toys were. She said, you were right. They thought there weren't going to be good things left. And just because we cared, you know, they can take another step and they can go forward again today and again tomorrow and again next week, knowing that people care about them just because they want them to succeed. I love watching people succeed. I love people reaching their goals and moving past their dreams. I love watching that happen because that in turn encourages other people that they can do it too.
I agree with that. In order to see yourself succeed and be wealthy, you got to see other people succeed and be wealthy so you can emulate it. And Marie's website is spreading-joy.org. To mail in your money, or say you want to help her, it's Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Or you can email Marie at spreading-joy.org, or you can find her on Twitter at Spreading Joy. And Marie, we're getting ready to run out of time here. give the people something to expand their life on, and I'll close out the show.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much. Just do what you can where you are with what you have, and you're going to find out that there is no joy like spreading joy. But the thing is others is going to see that in you, and they're going to want to make a difference because they're going to see how it affects your life on a day-to-day basis. They're going to see the sparkle in your eye, the spring in your step, and the song in your heart is just going to ooze from that, even when you're not singing out loud. So thank you. Make a difference. Do what you can.
I want to thank Marie Weichel of Spreading Joy for being my guest and all the people that were listening to the show. Thursday night, I'm going to be here with Little Merck. He's a recording art, rap artist, but he has a positive message to send to the world, just like Marie here did for you. It's spreading joy in a different way. And thank you, Marie.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Good night, everybody, and see you Thursday.